When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome sales event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome sales event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sad.
Vlad said Adele can't touch the sad tour song.
Oh my God. All right, let's get to some headlines, you rascals, which are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory like the Tucson, the Sonata, and the Palisade. Remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai. The Dolphins lost 20-12. They lost to the Houston Texans. They've never won in Houston. Never.
Really?
Never won in Houston. 0-5 over their history. Don't know what it had to do with Houston. You would think that the team would like those ideal indoor conditions. Didn't matter.
Yeah. No, I think
Tua threw picks like it was wind chill in Arrowhead.
Didn't we have like a thing against them when they first started? Like 7 years in a row, we didn't beat them.
Yeah, they had like some big time ownership over the Dolphins.
What's
for sure.
Going on.
But yeah, man. It's a sad day. We're firing people today because that's what we do. You gotta lash out a little bit. You need to get the poison out of your system. But the Dolphins now. I mean, do you even want to do playoff scenarios or nah? Right? They're not going to the playoffs.
No point, dude. No point.
Not going to the playoffs. We'll do game balls, game bums later on. We got Heat tickets to give away. And I'm excited. At noon, David Benavidez, ooh, boxing star, is going to join us in studio.
He's fighting this weekend?
He's fighting in February.
Oh, February.
Ooh. He's fighting in February in Vegas.
All right.
Media week, though.
Oh, we'll be there.
Media week once you get into camp, Leroy, you know?
They do a lot of media stuff.
He and this David Morrell, they hate each other.
Ah.
See, that's what you...
They hate each other.
That's how you start this, and then you bring it up, and then they cuss. You do it all the time.
I don't like it.
And we're studio. We're live.
Right, we're live. Can you, like...
They're not going to curse.
Those were my thoughts.
What are you willing to put on that?
David Morrell said...
No.
What?
What are you willing to put on that ain't going to cuss? Because you know you're going to go there.
I'm going
to
tell... He's a professional. He's not going to curse. Although David Morrell did say to David Benavidez, quote, F you, fat boy, I'm the Terminator.
Is he fat?
No, I don't think so. Mm. I don't think so. It's not very nice.
I mean, it's kind of hard to be fat when you're in a weight class, but then...
Mm. 168. DC. 175, I'm sorry.
Then I give you DC.
Well,
who has never been...
Dude, let me tell you.
At 205, he looked...
Colby Covington basically had his face ripped off this weekend.
What?
Oh, my God. Joaquin Buckley. Oh, what a beating he put on him.
Wow.
A beating.
Mm.
Tough because he walked out with Hulk Hogan and old Colby Covington.
Oof.
Hulk Hogan.
He needed to take his vitamins, brother.
Was he the one who was calling out LeBron James?
He was calling out LeBron. It's his only move. All he does is yuck.
That's what he does.
Colby Covington?
Yeah.
Well, he's going to be talking now.
Also fought Masvidal like at a restaurant or something, right?
Well, Masvidal...
Went after him.
He beat Masvidal.
Yes.
He beat Masvidal. And then Masvidal, he said something about his kids, and Masvidal punched him right in the face.
Yeah.
And then he sued Masvidal for getting brain damage.
Who sues anyone?
Actually, I don't believe he won that lawsuit.
Yeah.
Because they're probably like, you've been an UFC fighter for 20 years. Like, you think it's him who gave you brain damage?
Suing people is lame, am I right?
I feel like a lot of fighters look down upon the suing. That's going on right now with Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia, where people are going at Devin Haney because he's suing Ryan Garcia.
Yeah, gross.
I don't know.
But because he lost?
Because he got killed. You remember that fight?
Yeah, but he couldn't. Well, he could have said no. Remember, he came in heavy.
He could have said no to the fight. He didn't know that he was juiced to the gills.
Yeah. Should have known, though. He was very, very unstable.
Should have known he cheated. Come on.
Very unstable.
Very unstable person. Elsewhere in the NFL yesterday, was there things that stood out to you in the NFL, Leroy, before we get back into the Dolphins? Anything that I should mention, by the way, on Grant DuBose, an injury. That was very scary yesterday.
Yeah.
Very scary.
They cut off his jersey. They gave him oxygen on the way out.
No, you know it's serious when they put the EKG machine on you. Because that means they have questions about where your heart is and stuff like that. So that's when it's scary. When they... Like, they put oxygen, no, that happens, okay? But when they start hooking machines up to you before they even take you off the field, then even I was scared.
This is from the Dolphins. After sustaining a head injury in yesterday's game, Grant DuBose remained at a local hospital in Houston for evaluation overnight. He has movement in all his extremities, and initial tests have revealed positive results. He remains under the care of doctors for continued observation.
Oh, yeah. He's probably still, like, they're probably still.
Yeah, he's still there. So,
yeah.
Wish him the best.
Terrifying, because that was 30 minutes.
What did you make of that play, though? Was that a bad throw?
Not.
I saw people.
It's the same defense. It's the same defense where he tried to squeeze it in between those two guys. He got it in there, but that guy standing in the midfield, for some reason, Tua missed that guy in the middle of the field because you're seeing too deep. If you see too deep and you see a guy in the middle of the field, it throws you off. So, yeah, I've
people calling it a hospital ball.
Hospital ball.
It looked like the defender tried to pull up as well, too. No. Like, it didn't look
really?
Like a dirty
it didn't
hit.
Sound like it.
No, it did not. But it didn't look like he, like, you know.
That team hits hard, dude.
They do hit hard. They're all over the place. But that's okay. That's it.
Tua was this close from old 97 from, woof.
Yeah.
That could have been bad.
Yeah.
Well, the guy didn't hit him in the head. He hit him in the ribs, which is even worse.
What a day. But anyway, anything else in the NFL said to you yesterday?
Philly. I told you what Philly's going to
Philly
do.
Philly whooped ass. Philly whooped ass.
No, the most miserable 12-2 team.
The Bills
in the league. The Bills. What the Bills did to Detroit. I would say in the future, just pay attention to the fact that the Bills give up a boatload of points.
I saw. Did you see on First Take today that one of the topics, Froggy, was does Dan Campbell take too many risks? Because he kicked an onside kick with 12 minutes left in the game. We're only down 10.
Well, he's good.
The problem is not the onside kick. The problem is when you have to fly a plane above letting everybody know you're kicking an onside kick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So that was part of the problem. I would say, other than that,
it wasn't a great day of football. Like, it wasn't a lot of quality.
I really liked the Detroit Buffalo game. That was exciting.
Yep. Early games. I mean, the craziest game probably was Colts and Broncos, because the Colts looked like they had it in the bag, and then Jonathan Taylor blew a touchdown.
Right.
He walks over to the end zone, but leaves the football behind.
Right.
And then the Broncos just went on an insane run, and they beat them 31-13. I think it would have put them up 20-7 at the time.
20-7, right. So they never even got to 20.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But that's first of all, I never thought Indy had a chance. And then I saw the start of that game, and I was like, uh-oh, because they have a guy who literally cannot throw the football. I don't care about how strong he is. You know, he is.
Mm-hmm.
He is a version of what we would call a fast receiver. The guy has unbelievable speed, but he can't catch and he can't run routes. Where do you put that in as far as quarterbacking?
Darius Hayward Bay? Is that what you're referring to?
Yeah. No, but he wasn't. He was fast.
It was fast. That's all I remember. I remember him being fast and Al Davis licking his chops.
Right. But that's what it is. He has a cannon for an arm.
He was 17 of 38 yesterday.
Right. Jeez. Like, yeah. And he can run, and he's mobile. And Frog Boy, he can lead any of your teams.
Mobile, dude.
Yeah. Have you ever watched him play quarterback?
I watched him beat the Dolphins.
It's frightening.
It's an art form.
So
he just needs to give me one good play for Twitter a week.
I'm still shocked at the way Kansas City wins games. It's just blah, 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 another win. Blah, blah, another win. Patrick Mahomes is a little banged up.
He ain't playing on Christmas.
No. You don't think?
Would you play him on Christmas?
Yeah, it's on
YouTube. I mean, he's got another game before then.
No, he doesn't. Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's not Christmas yet.
No.
No, it's not even close.
So he's going to miss both those games.
It's a little close.
You know, if Christmas was that close, you wouldn't be here.
True. Fair point.
Right. Okay.
Fair point.
So,
they got the Texans this week. I wouldn't put them against the Texans.
So,
you see what they do to quarterbacks.
So, other than that, Jameis got benched.
What?
Jameis being Jameis.
The Lord didn't deliver him.
The Lord deliver him from big sixes.
Like, I'm watching that game, and I'm watching these drives back, and I'm like, don't throw it left. Don't throw it left. Throws it left. And I'm watching TV. I can't even see what's actually going on. I'm just looking at the roll of the coverage and stuff like that. I'm like, ugh. Right? I wish no success to Philadelphia.
Because they're just curmudgeons?
Yeah.
They're just not, I mean.
Just like you, they're so miserable there. They've made the team miserable.
It's a miserable place. It's the perfect team for Philadelphia.
They already won their championship, though. Like, you had your thing. Like,
it doesn't matter. So why are they still complaining?
I mean, they might have another one, though.
About everything.
They might win another one.
It is strange. It is strange, for sure.
Other than that, I can't really. I mean, Tampa, oof, yikes.
Put it on them.
Put it on them.
Put it on them yesterday. And Sunday Night Football, Packers beat the Seahawks 30-13.
That wasn't even close.
Nah.
And first of all, never wear those uniforms again. Ever. Ever. My wife was talking about football, and she said something, and I go, oh, Seattle. She goes, you didn't even know. I didn't even mention the team. I'm like, yeah, you said highlighter.
You don't like the lime green? I like the lime green.
I like the lime green.
I like the orange though.
That looks like summer football or like when they had
XFL?
Football Europe, yeah, XFL or something like that.
I like when they went to lime green as like as another color. Like they tweaked their uniforms. It's the only like newer
the blue and silver. The blue silver.
Yeah. Nah, not too much. Not too much. I wasn't a big fan.
What about the white Packers helmets? Did you see those yesterday?
Everybody has the white helmets.
They copy the Vikings.
Everybody has that. Yeah. Everybody has one helmet like that this year.
You do have Monday Night Football. Doubleheader tonight.
Yeah, that's what I want. Two games.
Is tonight the night the Vikings wear them? It's Monday Night Football. I figure it's a primetime game. It might be the night they wear their icy whites.
Did anybody spend the evening with Dua Lipa?
I did not.
No.
Really? I figured you'd be all over that. Where? Jennifer?
I was barely on my television.
Was she here for our
Basel?
No, she had
after the game
concert.
I tell you one thing though. This Art Basel.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
All right. Okay.
What do you mean?
It's a hot take.
Just like, I'm sick of it, you know?
No, it's still here?
Of course.
No, they're on the way out. I saw the elephants being shipped out.
Wait, there's still more?
No, they're done. Mm-hmm. I saw the elephants being shipped away.
Were they in cages?
No, they were like on the back of... No one bought them, I guess, because they were on the back of trucks. So.
Well, because they're elephants, dude. Where are you going to put an elephant?
Mansion.
I think it's because they were humped on. Nobody wanted them anymore.
Everybody was
riding. Those sex elephants?
Those are the ones. By the way, Minnesota will be debuting the Winter Warrior uniforms, as they call them.
There you go.
Tonight.
Elias.
Oh, tonight.
Yeah.
Oh.
Elias, who are we firing?
Hello?
Hey, buddy. Who are we firing?
Yes. No, you're not firing no one.
Whoa!
And let me explain why. Because if you go to the process of firing, first of all, the people that's calling in and saying that Chris Greer, that he don't have no vision, they just heard that coming and just running with it. Because most teams build from the coach vision on up. And then you have if you get a GM and a coach that's not on the same page, you have dysfunction, and then that's caused a lot of infighting.
Mm-hmm.
So you want a coach to be stronger than the GM. He should have had a lot of voice in the draft board room. Because unless you're going to have a Dallas Cowboy type situation, where the coach is non-effective.
So you're good with it running it back?
Well, either you run it back or you just blow it completely up. Because you have to have a coach that they got to be on the same page. So if you just change Chris Greer, you got to get a coach that's going to pick the same players that Mike McDaniel wants.
All right, appreciate it, Elias. We got to take a break.
He's like all or none.
All or none.
Yikes, that's even scarier.
Take a break. Back up to this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.
Coming on up. Thanks everybody who's in on the chat. Miami 560 WQAM. Rome says 22 years of this clown GM, not enough for only fools. We don't have a choice. We have to run it back. Love these fans who think it's our choice. They did invest a lot of money in this team.
I know. Like, and here's the other thing you have to understand. Even if what you're saying is true and you want to get rid of some guys, right? There's this thing in the world called the dead cap that even to get rid of somebody is going to cost you money. So what you try to do is you try to find ways to at least have the money on the field. And so you can't have a lot of dead cap because then your team's going to suck and you're going to have nobody and you're going to really have to wait it out.
Cliff says Fangio, best defensive coach in the league.
Yeah, I would say that over the years, who's ever been defense coordinator, defense hasn't been bad.
Defense hasn't been bad?
Right.
Defense doesn't let you down too much. Doesn't let you down too much. Man. SDI says Chargers bigger frauds than Tua.
They left San Diego, so he hates them. Chargers aren't even trying, though. They're trying to put every game in the mud, right? Every game. Slow, methodical.
Isn't their number one receiver Ladd McConkey?
Leroy trying to be rational. We want heads to roll. I know. I know that's how it works. I just, you know, like.
I legitimately, like.
I'm kind of in the middle in that I understand the ramifications of what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think they really, really, really understand by getting rid of certain people what you're signing up for. I just know they don't understand that. Now, the Chris Greer thing, that's a different situation. But when you talk about how's Tua going to look if you get rid of Mike McDaniel? If you get rid of Tua, how are you going to deal with that $70 million?
And I agree with you, but like, he can't be a guy who needs that training wheels anymore, right? Like,
well, no, I'm not. It has nothing to do with training wheels. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that when you look at the style of quarterback Tua is, mm-hmm. getting rid of the ball quick or whatever, now you have to have a guy who is the coach that is at least in line with his strengths. So you like that limits the coaching pool. That limits the offensive coordinator pool.
Tex Edgy says, hard to believe this franchise may go from 11-6 to 6-11 and think about running it back again. It could happen.
It could happen. Well, let's think about this. Does injury play a role in that? Because it's the same thing with the Heat. Remember, we kept running back with the Heat because guys kept getting hurt at the wrong possible times.
But the Heat, for the most part, were getting deep in the playoffs. Like, even with the running it back, like, the Dolphins aren't winning a playoff game.
No, I understand that, they've also been really banged up the last couple of years.
Understood.
So like, I'm not trying to make an excuse, but I'm not trying to make light of it. Like, it's something that you have to consider.
Schmeathen,
that maybe the GM is saying, look, if we were healthy, we'd be this.
Schmeathen says Broncos have Russ's dead money. They're going to make the playoffs boxed in.
Yeah, they also drafted a quarterback.
Oh,
and got
sucks.
A new coach all at the same time.
Draft Cam Ward?
Huh?
Draft Cam Ward?
Why do you think that's going to happen?
Well, I'm just asking. Should we?
Fall on the sword for Cam Ward, huh?
That sounds great.
Does sound great.
Cam Ward is not the answer here. And here's why.
Not sure.
Oh, my goodness.
Not sure.
Wait, let me ask you
that, Leroy.
This is why I hate – I'm getting ready to cuss. I mean this with all my being.
Heisman final.
You're a moron for this reason, and I'm going to tell you why. Okay? What is the problem with the offensive line?
Can't block.
So you're going to get a quarterback that sits in the backfield and pats the ball?
Very easy.
No, you're going to get a quarterback that sits there and holds the ball?
See how he glides.
No, logically, do you understand how ridiculous that is?
He can improvise, you know?
Yeah.
Don't be done.
I'm done.
Don't be done.
No,
look at me.
You guys are morons if you think that's an answer.
My guys.
You got a quarterback who gets rid of the ball quicker than any other quarterback, and he still barely has time to throw the ball. And your answer is, let's get a quarterback that holds the ball.
But you said a quarterback. You said a quarterback that would have success. Is a quarterback who can move.
Oh, you.
Move.
He doesn't move fast, dude.
Stretch.
Oh,
he knows
goodness.
When to take off, though. You would agree. Shake. He knows when to take off.
Let it go.
Can't believe Dylan
Dude,
Gabriel
I'm
finished
so
that.
Dumb.
No, that's so stupid.
So
Dylan
stupid.
Gabriel.
So you guys, I'm looking at the chat. You guys really believe this crap?
Yeah. Yeah. What do you mean?
You're all morons.
No, don't be mad at us, dude.
You're all morons.
No, don't do that.
Your solution.
Yeah.
Your solution.
It's a good call.
To not having protection is to get a quarterback who holds the ball longer?
I would like...
No, please tell me. That's logically, that makes sense.
Well, he holds the...
Please tell me that makes sense.
He could get rid of the ball fast if he wanted.
Really?
If he wanted to.
He didn't have this old line in Washington.
He just had, you know, when you have a great wall in front of you, you know, you just take your time.
Yeah.
But he could do it if he wants to.
Okay.
You know what he is?
What is
okay.
He?
You're right. Like, go ahead. I like I'm.
What is
you
he?
Know what? I'm gonna just say this.
Still on. Yep.
And I'm gonna say this as a like. I am not dealing with this idiocy.
Hmm.
I'm not.
You
make no damn sense.
Yeah,
you don't
judge us.
You guys don't make sense.
We're hurt, man.
I don't care if you want to get rid of Tua. I'm fine with that. I've never complained about anything that anybody does. You clearly don't care about the ramifications. But to tell me that replacing Tua on this team with a quarterback that holds the ball even longer is lunacy. It's lunacy. It is crazy.
He can get it out quicker, though.
Okay, sure. Like, aren't we making some assumptions?
We can coach him up.
All right. Aren't we making a lot of assumptions?
Why run when you can jog? You know?
Okay.
It's true.
Okay.
Nobody likes to run in the park. You like to jog in the park.
There you go.
Easy breezy, okay. You know?
You know, you want to enjoy your surroundings.
Okay.
There
you go. You guys are... Oh, you want to fire me? You know what? I wish you get exactly what you root. I hope every day that you moron Dolphin fans get exactly what you want. You get exactly what you want because you could see that that makes no damn sense. Now, if you want to get rid of Tua, that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. But to get a quarterback that holds the ball even longer with that offensive line is crazy. And... because you have no sense,
you can coach that,
and you're all morons. You don't even see it.
I would appreciate you saying I don't. I have sense.
Really? No, you don't.
I have sense.
Not if you think that
sensible Tobes.
No,
that's the call.
Zero sense.
That's what I've heard.
Dude, you are.
You can't coach that though. Like for example, arm strength. You can't coach speed. You can't coach.
They've been trying to coach it all over the league.
Oh, you gotta get the ball quick.
Oh my goodness.
He doesn't have to get rid of the ball as quick though. Because he can move.
Wait.
Oh,
hold on. Hold on, Sean Payton. Tried to coach Russ.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
That was Sean Payton's fault.
That's Sean Payton.
Okay.
Look at him now.
Okay.
Still got a kid who's throwing
you
three picks a game.
Sean Payton never really been good with quarterbacks.
I can coach men and I can coach women, but I can't coach stupid. Mm. I can't. You guys make no damn sense whatsoever.
You know what you can coach, though?
What?
How quickly Cam Ward gets that ball out.
No, you can't. Because here's what happens.
He's afforded
more. Hold on. Let me explain to you how quarterbacking works.
He's smart.
If your quarterback isn't smart enough or quick enough to read a defense quickly, then he's going to be guessing. And if he's guessing, I give you just Jameis Winston.
No, don't say that.
That's what I'm telling you what it looks like.
Jameis Winston can't see, though.
Huh?
He can't see.
He squints.
Like,
he
got eye surgery. He can see fine.
Can't
see.
Take a break. Game balls, game bums. Next.
Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2. You're on the program. Leroy's mad at me. He's like,
hasn't even come back yet.
He's furious that I had the audacity to think Cam Ward can be good in the NFL. Crazy.
Just because
and that's not even what he said. I'm taking liberties with what he said, but.
Yeah.
You know, that he's a better solution than the
You can't
Tua
repeat
is.
What he said on air, actually.
He said, I'm effing done with you, all because I had the audacity to say, what if Cam Ward is a matador?
Yes.
You drove him to, like, probably his third cup of coffee.
Because that's what he'll do to pass rushers. Be like, oh, you think I'm here? I'm over here.
Wow. That's good form. I can almost see it.
Mad at me?
No, I just think you're an idiot. It's hard to be mad with an idiot.
Like, let's
just make no damn sense.
Let's get the game balls and game bumps, huh?
Right.
Bum bum.
It's like
bum,
my Lamborghini bum, doesn't bum, work in the mud. Bum, I'm gonna go get a new car, bum, and you go get another speedster. Bum, like that's. Bum,
Jose in Miami says, come on, guys. Tua's a good quarterback who had a bad game. You're overreacting. I agree 100% with Leroy.
This guy's a ball!
Tua McDaniel, you're giving a cut to Leroy just for good... No, like... All right.
What do you got today for game balls and game bumps, Leroy?
My game ball is going to go to, my God, the Bills and Detroit. What a fun football game. Excitement. Josh Allen's the MVP. Just like.
Yeah, that case that, seems like that, it's over. Like,
it, yeah.
This is supposed to be the down year.
But yeah, this is supposed to be the down year. It's amazing how good they are and how good they are offensively. And it was like an exciting, fun game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I hate the fact that the Bills are winning like that, but, you know, that's just the way it is. And my game bum, like, I would say the offensive line, but that goes without saying. So
Eichenberg.
Listen. Yeah. I'm gonna go with Tua. You can't be responsible for that many turnovers for whatever reason. You can't. If it's not because you're on the same page with your receivers, damn it, it's your job to get on the same page.
True.
End of discussion.
Threw Tyreek under the bus.
Did he?
He ran the wrong route.
Did he say that? I thought that he took all the blame for it.
He's a bum, dude.
I don't think that's true, what you just said.
He's a bum, dude.
I'm pretty sure you just lied.
He said, Tyreek isn't good anymore.
Again, as a leader.
Pretty sure that he took all the blame away.
As a leader,
he's on his way
it's your
Mexico.
Job to get to make it work, to get it together. So I'm going to give it to him. I understand what really happened yesterday. There was a lot of moving parts, and none of them were the Dolphins. That being said, the worst thing, I get mad at Jameis for this, and this is what I'm going to say about Tua. You got to get a feel for the game. And you got to know that the way that game was played, the single-handed worst thing you could do is turn the ball over.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were not scoring offensively.
No, that you had a 6-point swing at the end of the half.
So I don't care if you would have chucked it three times out of bounds and punted it. The way that game was played, you would have been in the game.
That's the thing that's kind of annoyed me about this year too. Is it does feel like the offense has taken a step back? From a function standpoint.
Not the offense, the offensive line.
Yeah, I mean the offensive line had its holes last year too.
Yeah, but they were able to run the ball.
Yeah, they were. That's completely disappeared.
You know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because the second the ball is snapped, there's defensive linemen in the backfield.
Eichenberg.
I mean, I tell you, hugs across America.
Go from a $100 million guard to Eichenberg.
Mm.
Sounds like...
And laughed it off.
We'll be all right. Eichenberg will get it handled.
Seems like you guys are
Eichenberg. We used to go to the restaurant and eat filet. Now we're doing Uber Eats.
Eichenberg is Eichenberg's. He tried to do his move yesterday where he gets a penalty.
Nah.
They caught him. Mm-hmm. They're like, mm-mm. Nice try, Eichenberg. Because now the book's out on him. Dirty player. He's new incognito.
Dirty if he can hug. Yeah. Remember how much you guys complained about Robert Hunt?
We didn't complain about
Robert Hunt. Never complained about him.
Okay.
Never complained about him.
All right.
The only thing.
It just seems like.
There's literally one thing you could complain about, and that is that he thought he was a running back.
Here's what I would say.
One
of the problems with this team is they go about their business thinking that it's easy to replace some of the guys that you had that were valuable.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you think of offensive line. You think of pass rushers, right? And it's hard for me to say anything about the defense because they've kept you in it. But that offensive line, to just shrug your shoulders and say, yeah, we got this, when it's one of the hardest units to keep consistent. But with all that being said, again, you can't just turn the ball over and shrug your shoulders or take responsibility and say, yeah, we need to work
I mean, there were backbreakers too. Like they right. were like you're just leaving. You're giving them points.
Right.
You're,
or you one flip, time
it was a 6-point swing.
Just took a knee three times and kicked the field goal.
You'd have been in a better spot.
Right.
You know, you would have been down one instead. You were down a touchdown.
I think sometimes.
By the way, hey, shout out to A-Chan. That was a hell of a chase down.
Yeah,
that was good. I wish I saw you run like that on offense, but you know, you got nobody to block for you.
Can't get started. So, like, I just think. Some of the things that a leader does is understand where the game is and play the game in front of you. Sometimes players go into a game and try so much to prove that they belong there or that they're worthy that they sometimes don't play the small things. And you take risk that you probably shouldn't be taking. And I think from that standpoint, besides the two times he got fooled, that happens, right? I explained that in the beginning. I saw it coming. I'm like, oh, you don't see that guy in the middle of the field. He could have had 5 turnovers.
The child never expects the jack in the box to pop out, dude.
Wow. That was interesting.
Stop acting like we're dealing with Confucius over here.
That was...
You idiot.
Interesting.
What would Socrates say to that?
You know what I'm saying, though, right? I mean, you'd think they would know because it's... Dun, 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 dun. That's like
no, they don't know if they've never seen a jack in the box.
No. Oh, no, the safety was waiting.
That's not even the safety. That's like an extra guy, right?
Whatever, dude.
I know.
What did you call him? The robber?
The robber.
That's what it's called.
I've never heard of that.
You never heard of that?
I've heard of the spy. I never heard of the robber.
Spy is just spying on the quarterback. The robber's in the middle of the field reading the quarterback's eyes.
Well, I feel robbed of my happiness.
Yeah, we all felt like that.
Take a break. Back after this.